think I'm just broken, like, really badly. Like, I don't know if I'm not doing my part or what's going on, but it starts to mar that view of God in my mind.
Hi, welcome to the Heart to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally, and we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Say hi, Shlomo.
Onza.
That was Shlomo saying hi.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Oh, Shiloh's gonna do.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, she said hi.
Oh, he's so cute. All right. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about our view of God.
One of our random topics.
Yes. Shiloh.
I guess we can't talk about, call it a random topic if we premeditated it. But yeah, I've heard that's a fan favorite.
Random topics. Oh.
Random topic.
Loma's presently licking the bottom of my foot.
Ew,
one of her
disgusting.
Favorite pastimes.
Those are way too close.
Mmm. She's cute. She's okay, funny. You should go back on the bed, Shaloma, because that would just be really nice.
All right, random topic. Premeditated topic. What do you got for us, Sally?
Okay. Oh. So, is that, that's what we called it, right? Our view of God. So how we view God and how that affects our daily life. Oh my goodness. So we've talked about this in, I think, the intro of each podcast and all that, like, head versus heart stuff, like, where there's that sort of divide. And so that differentiation of, like, there's some things that, like, Shiloh.
This is going to be falling apart. The dogs are falling apart. They did really good during the first half of this.
Yes. So, the differentiation of, like, this is the head knowledge I have, this is the way that I'm actually acting with my heart.
Yeah.
So, that's just
which
one thing.
We are all, like we said, being sanctified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not perfect yet. We never will be. Is that annoying?
The side of heaven.
Is that annoying? It's annoying to me.
Yes.
Like, I remember the first time somebody said that to me, like, Megan, like, you do know you're not going to really, like, you're never going to, like, reach perfection, right? And I was like, what?
I know. I think when I actually sit with that, I'm like, dang.
I was like, then what am I doing this all for?
What is this an experiment?
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So I'm going to sit.
Sit down in your butt.
There you go.
Stay there. Mm. So, yeah, I think that, honestly, there's, like, just a couple things, but I feel like it's going to lead to a lot. And I also wanted to share, sort of, like, a journal entry, mm-hmm. like, the Lord speaking to me, because I feel like that was just, like, sometimes that's what impacts me the most, is, like, being like, Lord, will you just speak directly to me? And I feel like he drops some things in my heart, I write it down, and I'm like, dang, really? That's what you think of me? Okay, then I need to, like, shift my perspective. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I was talking to a friend about this, actually, the other night, so it's interesting. But that he wants me to get it right the first time. Like, God, his desire would be for me to, like, get it perfect. And I understand that the Lord, he can't be around imperfection, but that's why he sent Jesus. And that's, like, mm-hmm. he made a way for us to be with him and to, like, constantly be made innocent and pure mm-hmm. in his eyes. And so that's, like, something that I fall into so often, of this view of, like, he really wants me to get it right the first time. And when I mess up, I want to, like, make up for it. And I want to, like, shift as quickly as possible and do the right thing next time and do the right thing forever. Like you were just saying, like, I just want to be perfect. I just want to do the right thing. And that's been a really big challenge with, like, life path. You're saying, like, the night... Or, oh, that's the last podcast. We can't reference it. Okay. So, like, in our 20s and, like, in big transition seasons, that, like, we have to make choices that affect a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I, since I moved out, basically, and probably before that, but that I can really remember, I would be like, I don't know what choice to make, and whatever one is the right choice, I want to make that first. I want to go wholeheartedly into it and, like, all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. that it, like, it has to be perfect. And I wish I'd written down this quote, but something along the lines of, like, the Lord takes those broken things, and because he's so powerful, he just, like, the path just keeps going. Like, he's not like, oh my gosh, you messed up the plan. You went right. You were supposed to go left. Now it's all screwed up, which is, I think, how I would react. Mm-hmm. But he's like, oh, it's okay. I knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Like, I don't know. There's something in my heart that's like, I don't want detours. I don't want delays. I don't want any sort of, like just take me on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. I want to go the highway and, like, get there as soon as possible. And thinking that, like, detours were, like, if I messed up, it wasn't part of the plan, and it's, like, a punishment. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing that is, like, a disappointment in God's eyes. Mm-hmm. Instead of him being like, I've got mercy for that, too. I already covered it. And I covered it so much so that I knew that this was the way we were going to go. Like, it's not even, I don't know. It's not even like, oh, now I'm going to, like, shift. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just like, yeah, this is part of the journey. And it's good for you. Mm-hmm. Because this is how I made you. This is what we're going to do together. We're going to walk this out.
Yeah.
And so that's one really big thing.
Yeah.
That is hard.
I feel like even part of that is maybe not how we view God, but how we view ourselves, that we think we have more weight than we actually do.
Oh my gosh.
You can't actually, I don't know, I've heard this said a couple times, which part of it, I'm like, I mean, we have free will, and that's something he's actually given us, so whatever. Like, there's balance even in this, but that, like, you don't have as much power to mess up the hand and the plan of God as you think that you do.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, oh my gosh, thank God I don't, like, you know what I mean? But like you're saying, like, if I just go one step this way, then I'm way off the path and whatever, versus, like, the verse that we've talked about a lot of trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, and he will direct your path. That, like, even if you take a step this way, it doesn't mean you're off the deep end. He can, like, okay, nope, actually, you know, like, slowly in his mercy and his grace bring you back. Like, if you're a heart that's following, it's different if you're a heart that's not following after God and trying, and, like, I almost said vagrantly. Is that a word?
I mean, it is a word. I don't know what it means.
I think it's, like, it sounds like a, I think it's, like, angrily or, like,
vagrant?
Like, violently, almost, like. Anyways, that's, like, purposely being, like, I'm not following after you. But if you're a heart that's saying, I want to be following after you, I think that has to do with anxiety, too. It's just, I'm so worried that I'm going to do one wrong thing. And it's, like, yeah, you, like, how little do you think of God? That he can't be like, okay, you took that step this way, but actually I'm just going to you back onto, you know, I'm directing your path, so let's go back this way. Like, do we think that we're that amazing that we can totally...
Right.
Mess if we're up. A heart that's after God.
Yeah.
Totally mess it up.
And, but don't I do that every day where I, like, think of, oh my gosh, what if I make that choice, I could mess up the whole plan.
Yeah.
But...
you just don't have enough power to do that.
Yeah. And I think about, like, so often, my dogs.
Yeah.
Like, when they go off the path, whatever, like, because I know where I want them to go. I have them on leashes. Like, I'm ready to walk where I'm going to walk.
Yep.
When they go off the path, I don't, like, sometimes I do just, like, jerk them back on. I'm like, come on. But other times, I'm like, no, they just want to smell. Like, they just want to see what's over there.
Yeah.
So I'll take a little detour for them and, like, let them, you know, smell something or do whatever. And they're not thinking, like, oh, I messed up. Like, they're just going along their merry way. But when I am, like, Shaloma, then she's like, okay, I gotta listen. Yeah. So, like, there is that, like, okay, the Lord is saying that is a no.
Right.
But there's a lot of freedom within the path that he's chosen that it's like,
yeah,
you can go over there and do that. Yeah. I'm not like, nope, 5 minute break's over.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think about it a lot with my dogs. They're very good.
That's really good.
Teacher.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
So then I guess going from that to the next thing would be, like, the hardness of or anger of a father. Like, it's weird because I don't have an angry father. I don't have a hard father. Like, that's not how my dad was. But for some reason I have this authority thing where, like, the figure of God as my authority is this hardness of, like, you aren't measuring up or you're just not quite, you know, where I thought you'd be.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's sort of like, yeah, just like this thing that I'm like, oh, I don't want to show him, like, what's going on, because, like, even though he already sees, I don't want to, like, bring it to him because I'm afraid of his reaction. I'm afraid of what he's going to do to me or react to me, like, how he's going to be.
Yep.
And I think that that scares me and will, like, change how I approach the Father, because I'm afraid that he's angry with me. Because he does have reason to be, but Jesus provided a way out.
So I'm trying to think, like, where that comes from. And, like, the first thing I thought of was, like, Adam and Eve were, as soon as they sinned, they were, you know, it says, talks about, like, God walking with them and being with them in the garden. And then as soon as they sinned, about them hiding and that shame and that, you know, we're scared of how he sees us now. And he's like, what gives, guys? Oh, you sin? Like, you stepped off of that? Okay, well, you know what I mean? Like, that checks out then. Why? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I wonder if that's where that, like, that shame comes from of thinking, I don't want him to see me in all my imperfections and...
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what came to my mind, I guess, at
first. Yeah. And I think there is... I would say in our culture, I'm reading this book called What's So Amazing About Grace. Mm. So it talks about that. Like, our culture, even church culture, doesn't really promote grace as, like, this... They say how amazing it is, but when you actually, like, walk with people, a lot of the times you don't actually experience that, like, that unconditional love, that grace that covers. There's a lot of times where we're, like, we do point out the fault and we say, you need to...
Right.
You know, like, you need, there's a standard here and you need to, like, live up to it. And I would say sometimes even in ministry and in church to a fault where it's like, that was so unnecessary. You didn't actually have to do that. That's your preference. Sure. As the leader, you can have your preferences, but that wasn't actually the way that the Lord would. And to a lot of young people like me, authority, when you're young, like, that shapes how you're going to see God. And so I think that that was a huge,
that's really interesting. Effector. Right, like, in general, like, okay, we can go from Adam and Eve, but the next step is the provision to that was the cross, was Jesus, was grace. And I think, yeah, it's interesting that, like, people who are in the church, who are walking in cultures of Christianity, can sometimes have less grace, it seems, than people outside of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of maybe some of what you're saying. Like, am I right or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, just that, yeah, we kind of, like, there's a verse that literally says, like, I will not set aside the grace of God. And it's like, okay, actually remembering, like, yeah, okay, I am not perfect, like we're saying. Like, I make mistakes, or, you know, I'm a new creation, but I'm being renewed day by day. But then, like, not stopping there and saying, like, okay, like, I do need your grace, O Lord, and I do need... Like, that's the whole point of it all, is that I can receive grace, that, you know what I mean, that he's offering it freely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the stop is, that we don't, like, that's the whole point of literally Christianity, is that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Yeah, but we stop short of that sometimes, I feel like.
We what?
We stop short of that sometimes, I feel like, and forget the grace.
Yeah. Yeah. It sometimes, like, twists my head up a little bit. Because it is, like, the Lord was, like, comes, and he's, like, now I'm going to, like, call you higher. Like, not an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth, but just, like, let them slap you. One cheek, the other two. And it's, like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. It kind of, like, I feel like it's, like, wait, then it's higher standard. Like, we have to be better than the Pharisees or something.
Right.
But that wasn't, it's really about the heart of, like, no. It's so much deeper than, like, your outward stuff that it's like, oh, we should do this, we should do that. It's so much more about, like, where is your heart at? Like, that's, I'm after my sheep's heart. I'm not about, like, what you did on the outside. Because he sees right through that, even though we don't all the time. Right. Like, church people will, I've had that, them encourage me in a place where it's like, actually, you totally just puffed me up. You wouldn't know that, but you totally did just make my pride, like, ah, yes, I'm doing everything right. I'm a good Christian girl.
Yeah.
And that's not grace.
Right, because the other half could be allow everything and not speak into, not to use correction or, like, discipline or whatever, and totally allow anything goes. So there's got to be some sort of balance.
Right, which we do have to, like, entrust to the Lord.
And, right, like, yeah.
You know, guiding the authority and then the people following that authority and all that.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to throw a curveball in this conversation.
Oh, dear.
Because...
Did you have something come to mind?
Because the thing that I wrote down for how I view God is that I need to sometimes view him more in a holy manner. Is that I think sometimes I can, in my day, if we're talking like day to day, I can forget the holiness of God mm-hmm. and think of him as like my buddy or my friend, which he is my friend, like, and all of that, and the closest and the vulnerability that I feel with the Lord, and that I'm able to be open with him and honest with him. But in the same aspect, I feel like, right, I'm really throwing a wrench in this.
Yeah,
this is like opposite of what we just talked about. But of that, like, I think in part, though, we've lost some of the reverence and the holiness that we have to hold for God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm so grateful that we don't have to offer sacrifices. We don't have to bring, you know, animals anymore to, like, pay for our sins and stuff like that. But, so I don't think, like, that ceremonial, like, rigidness has to stay the same. But I think some of the God who was that God who needed all those things for us to be able to go to his heart, and the God who has now sent his son Jesus so that we have a way back to the heart of the Father, it's the same God. Mm-hmm. So if he was holy then, he's the same amount of holy. You know what I mean? That hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the reverence portion of it, I don't think should change from, you know, the Old Testament to the New Testament, or to now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Certainly, like, the rigidity and, like, some of the people that have carried over those traditions now, like, we'd say they're, you know, that's not right. You have to live in the freedom of Christ and things like that. But I think just the knowledge of who he is, mm-hmm. I do think I've lost some of that. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, oh. like the fear of the Lord, you know, is the beginning of wisdom and all that. Like, I do think mm-hmm. some of that has been on me lost a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, so interesting. 'Cause, like, even going back to the Old Testament, like, they did lose their heart. They didn't care, really. Like, they were just doing what they had to do mm-hmm. because that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because they had seen people getting swallowed by the earth and, like,
right.
like there's
turned to salt when they look back yeah. at the city. Yeah. yeah. That's
so true. They're like, we're just going to follow this God. He's pretty, like, right. he's an arbitrary leader. You know, like, he wants this. We're going to do it.
Right.
But, we like, that, like, yeah, that we can come to him and realize, like, oh, my goodness, like, the throne of grace. Like, we can boldly approach it, but it's, like, that's a throne.
Still a throne.
Yeah, he's a king.
Like, that's good.
It's amazing that we get to do that. And honestly, I feel like in places, which I'm sure you can agree with this, in places of, like, that deep worship, whether it's musical worship or just, just feeling the presence of God so distinctly, there's that, like, awe, where it's just like, oh my gosh,
right.
like, I need to get lower because you're, like, you deserve so much higher. You're so great, and I want to just, like, bow myself before you because you're amazing.
Yep.
And I don't know, I just feel that, like, so much that, like, in those places of worship where I've been able to come to a place of, like, surrendering things and just being broken before him, that I'm like, whoa, like, you're God. This is crazy that we are in this relationship right now. This is crazy that I get to be at your feet, that you would look at me, that you would love me when I'm, like, you know, broken sinner that messes up all the time. And yeah, I feel like I also get to that place where I'm like, oh, Jesus, my friend, like, he's here to help me.
Yeah.
But he's not only that.
And I think that can even go back to, like, we put too much responsibility on ourselves. So, like, what you were saying earlier, I feel like I've thought about a lot, and I like, 100%, like, yes, that it's about our heart. Mm-hmm. It's about the heart behind it. And if our heart is one that's purely seeking after the Lord, the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to convict, is going to change our hearts, who's going to, do you know what I mean, lead us in the way that we should be going if we need to... you know, the things that in our hearts, in our lives need to change, like, he's going to be faithful to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, that puts a lot of pressure on ourselves then, like, back on us if we think that we need to be ones to figure out how I need to change, what I need to do better serve the Lord. Like, it's, first of all, the word, when we read the word, it purifies us. It's edifying. It's sharper than a two-edged sword in his presence, I think, truly. You know what I mean? Like, Holy Spirit is the one who's going to do the convicting in our hearts and the mm-hmm. changing in our hearts. And we have to trust him enough that he's going to be faithful, that if we're heart seeking after him, he's going to be faithful to show us how our hearts need to change, because he wants a pure generation. He wants a pure heart following after him. He's a jealous God. He's a refining fire. So does that make sense? Like, we mm-hmm. also don't need to think it's so much our responsibility, when we're getting with the Lord to even, like, yeah, like, kind of what we were talking about earlier, be quiet enough to hear yeah. from him, be in a good enough place to hear from him. Like, he can do what he wants to.
Yeah.
If we're a heart that's saying, I want to be led by you and surrender to you, then we need to trust that he's gonna do the work in a heart that needs to be done for us to be a more pure, a pure soul searching and coming after him, I think.
Which is so cool. Like, yes.
Yeah,
like,
praise the Lord.
Yeah. We have a part to play, but, like, praise the Lord that he's, like, so much bigger that he can, like, be like, oh, well, no, we don't need to strive.
Yeah.
I'm the sovereign God.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I am.
Right. Like, it doesn't come without surrender and work on our part, but
right.
the actual refining, we don't do ourselves.
And even the guiding of us. Like, it's just taking us. Yeah.
Yep. It's really good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
So things that I that I know in my head, but that I don't think that I acknowledge in my heart all the time or let, like, sink in are, like, that he's gentle, that he's kind, that he's loving, that he's slow. Like, he's willing to... Mm. He's not slow in, like, a demeaning way, but he's willing to be patient and slow.
Yep.
He's full of grace and mercy. He's joyful. Yep. He's not worried about what's coming. Those are just some of the things I wrote down, like, that
Oh, my word. He's not worried.
I, like, that's constantly think, like, oh, he might be... Like, I need to... And he's like, wait.
That's a really... That's not one I've thought about a lot. That isn't a bridge to a song, though, that I, like, that I haven't heard in a while. It's like, God's not worried, so why am I worried?
Mm-hmm.
So good. That's a good thought.
So, well, do you have other things that you want to share?
No, you keep going. That was really good.
Well, those are just the things that I wrote down that I'm like, Lord, please help me to know. And one thing going along with that, this was not that long ago, 5-6 months ago or something. So sometimes I ask the Lord to speak to me, and it's called two-way journaling.
Yeah.
I think we both are familiar with that.
Can you explain, maybe for people who don't know what two-way journaling is?
I can do my best.
What that is.
So it's an approach to hearing from God and hearing his voice where you quiet yourself and you, journal you ask him to speak to you and you journal what he says to you and believe that he's going to speak. And then you can also test it against the word. Mm-hmm. Does it match?
Yeah.
Does it speak, agree with, I guess, the word? So, one morning I was just struggling. I've been very restless in this season of my life, and I constantly come to the Lord with that. Like, what do you want to say to me about this? 'Cause I'm still here. I'm worried. I'm anxious. Yeah. I'm restless. I'm struggling to, you know, see you the way that, you know, you are, and then be able to see me through that lens, because that's how I'd like to see my life.
Yeah.
And so one morning the Lord just spoke this to me, and I think this is what I was looking for today. I don't know, but I landed on this and I was like, you know what? I'm going to share it. So the Lord said, the world says catch up and keep up, but I say I'll walk with you. I'm not afraid of your pace. In fact, I made you, and when you follow how I'm leading, the pace is just right for you. Speed or quickness is not the goal. Your heart is my goal. Sally, it's okay that we're right here, right now. I know it's hard for you to slow down. Feels like progress is slowing. But remember, my kingdom looks upside down sometimes. It's okay. And I was maybe reading, or it brought to mind the story of Lazarus when he was sick. And the Bible literally says, then he chose, like when he heard that Lazarus was sick, then he chose to stay 2 more days, which I think we actually have talked about on the podcast. And like how that looks, like the timing was so off by the world's standards. It was like, what the heck? But the Lord's timing was just right for a bigger miracle. Like his timing was perfect for something that they couldn't have imagined.
Yeah.
And in my life, so often I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't think I'm doing what God wants, because like this fell through and that fell through and this fell through. And I don't see how this could be redemptive, restorative, like even like a good testimony. Like sometimes I'm scared to share with people, 'cause I'm like, I think I'm just broken, like really badly. Like, I don't know if I'm not doing my part or what's going on, but it starts to mar that view of God in my mind. And so when he's kind of spoken to this and he's said things like the pace of grace is very slow. Like, I have grace for you and it's pretty slow. And walking with me, that's one big thing that he's like, we're not running, we're not, you know, just sitting, we're walking. And that's okay to go at a pace that's walking. And so, anyway, I don't have it all figured out, but that was just really, it brings a lot of peace to be like,
that's really encouraging.
He's okay with where we're at. he's okay with my frailty, my inability to, like,
yeah,
trust him. Like, I don't know. One of my big prayers recently has been, like, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, yep, from the Bible. Like,
yep,
I believe, but I actually don't have belief. Like, I don't even know how this can live together, but, yeah, like, I feel like I believe that you're God. I believe that what, you know, the word says is true, and yet I'm over here not believing that you have good for me, that you have, you know, that you're going to keep your promises to me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was one thing that I think often doing that two-way journaling, it's a trust process in and of itself, but when the Lord speaks, there's always that peace that's, yeah, like, oh, okay, and it helps my view of God to be brought back to a proper alignment, or, yeah, better alignment.
That's a really good word. That just encouraged my heart. I just, like, sat here and, like, closed my eyes. That was really good. Yeah. It's so silly. Just, I think I think for me, when I think about just, like, the pace, part of it is me, for sure. Like, I'd like things to go faster. And I think part of it is, like, are people going to be disappointed?
Yep.
Is the world think I'm crazy that I'm not going at the pace that the world's going at? And,
yep,
just where am I seeking approval, I guess? Is it from myself, from other people, for how the world sees me, or is it from the Lord?
Oh my gosh,
that's really good.
Yeah, really, I good, really feel that. Like, he's so not much, like,
we gotta hurry up, we're gonna miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that is a big part of all of this, like, even what we were talking about in anxiety is the FOMO. Truly.
Yep.
Like, why do we think that? I mean, yeah, I could go on and on about that. Why, yeah, do we think that the Lord is withholding from us? Or, yeah, why do we, I mean, just takes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. If we do one thing wrong, that we're going to miss out on this,
mm-hmm,
big thing. And you just don't have the power. You don't, mm-hmm, have as much power that you think you do to do, mm-hmm, that.
Yeah.
He's a good and gracious God. And,
mm-hmm,
and as much as he is holy, he wants, you know, he has blessing for us and promise, yeah, and, yeah, and trust him.
That he even wants us to, like, enjoy our life. Like, he's not just like, yeah, oh, you know, like, grin and bear it.
Yeah.
He's like, I want you to enjoy this, like, to trust me enough to know that, like, you can be a kid in my house still. Like, you can enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And I know that there's, like, still a lot of responsibilities as an adult in the world, like,
yeah,
age-wise and stuff, yeah, that we have to, like, I have to do that. But, like, he's, in that sense, like, I think that often I over-spiritualize it where I'm like, well, I'm literally not where everyone would be, and I'm, mm-hmm, pretty sure it's a blessing if I would have that. So, like, why don't I have it? Lord, what are you withholding? The whole thing starts.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's got a plan. He's okay with this. Like, he's not, I don't know, he's not mad.
That anyway, was really good, Telly. That was, I think that people are going to replay just what you just spoke. Or, uh-oh, if you want to say it again, say it nice,
oh,
and slow.
Oh, golly.
So that people can listen. That was really encouraging. But that's good. All right, so it's about our heart. He's more in control than we are.
So much.
You're not big enough to mess up the plan of God for your life if you're walking with a heart that is turned towards him.
Mm-hmm. And he wants you to enjoy it as you step.
Yeah.
He wants, even though there's hard parts, he wants you to,
right,
enjoy
it. And I think that's where the confusion comes in, is that that doesn't mean that it's not hard.
Right.
That there's not hard parts, or like even what you were saying, like, okay, well, I still have the adult responsibility, I still have to go to work, I still have, yep, to pay my bill, you know what I mean, like, yep, that part of it is true, it's still there, but yeah. And it's not just, on the flip side of that is we don't live in a prosperity kingdom either, we're just,
mm-hmm,
you know, if we do XYZ we'll, right, get all these riches or whatever, it's,
right,
but there is richness,
mm-hmm,
there is blessing and promise. It's, mm-hmm, just of the kingdom, not the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there is, it says there's inheritance for us as children of God.
Yeah.
And there's definitely, like, lots of promise and blessing for us as children of God. Might look different than what we thought, or not, yes, like the world, but, yes, there is blessing and there is promise.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
For sure.
Good, oh, stuff. Goodness. Okay, so our random topic is going to be, even though we live together, we haven't lived together for several years, we're going to guess what the other person. So I heard this on a podcast that they actually do it with people they just meet.
Oh.
Which is hilarious. You guess what pajamas you wear to bed.
Yeah.
What you wear to bed at night when you go to sleep. So.
We're going to do that.
All right, Sally. I have you as a gym shorts and t-shirt kind of girl.
Okay.
I really don't remember what kind of pajamas you wear, so this really is...
Yeah. So I could go with that. If you want to know what I actually wear, like, when it's warm, I have these shorts, actually, that, like, I probably shouldn't wear. They're, like, really short shorts. Like, they're, like, too, you know, they're not made of a fabric that's going to, like, stay on your legs. It's just, like, woo! And then I have big t-shirts. Yeah. I like wearing big t-shirts. I do have a pajama set for winter that's, like, an actual shirt and pants, which is, like, not characteristic of me, but I like to wear that in the winter. Yeah.
Okay.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I remember a pair. I don't know. I see you in, like, a button-down little collared t-shirt pajama set. Like, it's an actual shirt.
Yeah.
And then the little shorts or pants. But I feel like I've seen you wear something like that before.
You're right on.
I am?
Yes.
Really?
I'm really into pajama sets. For the past couple of years, I've really been into pajama. Literally, my favorite one right now, I just got it from Marshalls. So my favorite one before this was a collared button in shorts.
Nailed it!
My favorite one right now that I just got from Marshalls is collared button short sleeve with long pants.
I love it!
So I either do that or I wear just the top and go pantless.
Okay,
nice. I actually love going. That usually ends up happening. I don't like to feel restricted while I sleep.
Yes! Oh my
Are
gosh.
Are you a socks? Yes. Socks on or socks off?
Socks off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I cannot wear socks. I would...
Some nights I have that weird urge to wear them, and I do, but I don't usually.
I can't ever. I don't like to feel restricted. The freer, the better.
Can I tell you something that happened the other night, and I'm still stumped? Someone's going to listen to this and be like, oh, Sally, that's like an actual big issue. But the other night, I woke up, and so I wear retainers after having Invisalign.
Okay.
And they weren't on, and I, like, felt my teeth, and I was like, wait, there's no retainers on. But I, like, thought back to the night before, and I was like, no, I almost
Did
never
you
forget.
Swallow them?
Praise the Lord, I did not. That would be impressive. But I remembered putting them on the night before. Like, I was like, I remember being in the bathroom.
Were they
on
Shalom when you woke up?
So I woke up, and I, like, Shalom was just chilling with me. I was like, yeah, where are these? And I, like, start looking around once I, like, came to awakeness.
Oh, no.
And they're in the bed with me. I took them off, but just in the bed. Like, I didn't put them anywhere.
You've never
and
done
I
that
don't
before?
Remember. Nope, I've never done that. I don't know what it is.
You're like, here, sleep well.
I know. I could psychoanalyze it. Like, what's my deal?
That's but really funny.
It was bizarre. Because, like, I feel like in my head, I would almost, like, take them out and put them somewhere if I was, like, intentionally doing it. So I must have just slept really hard. And
You're
I don't
just,
know if
like,
I was, like,
sneeze. Thank you. Dude, are they, like, suction?
They're, like, the plastic ones
like,
that
you
perfectly
have to click
fit
them
your
off?
Yeah.
So you must have actually them
like,
off.
Like, pulled them out of my mouth. Top, bottom.
That's really funny.
It was the weirdest thing. I woke up and I was like, whoa, what happened last night? Anyway,
funny.
It's just random.
Love it. Alrighty. Sounds good.
Thank you all. Appreciate you being here. And I hope that this was encouraging to you for, you know, view of God. And maybe you can think about how you view the Lord and how he really is versus your perception of him. Because I'm sure there's a divide.
It's a good thing to think about for sure.
Yeah.
And just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you too. He'll help you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's our helper.
Yes.
Alrighty. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.